We turn now to Israel and the case of one Palestinian who's detained there. Hadar Adnan has been on hunger strike for more than 2 months, while today Israel's justice ministry reached a deal to free him. As Shira Frankel reports, his case has focused attention on a particular approach Israel uses to detain suspected Palestinian militants.
This rally outside Israel's Ofel prison was just one of the events held earlier this week in solidarity with Hadar Adnan. Hundreds chanted, "Free our prisoner," and "Don't let our martyr die," as they held pictures of his gaunt and bearded face. For many Palestinians, 33-year-old Adnan became a symbol of their campaign against Israel's justice system, particularly the practice of administrative detention. It allows Israel to detain individuals for 6 months at a time without formally charging them or revealing evidence against them. With Adnan on the verge of death, his lawyers and the Justice Ministry reached a last-minute deal, whereby he will be released in April when his current term expires, and he has been promised that the detention order will not be renewed. Sarit Micha'eli is a spokeswoman for the Israeli human rights group, B'Tselem, which has been closely following Adnan's case.
Administrative detention is an extremely draconic measure. It's basically denying the freedom of a person without any kind of fair hearing or due process. You don't get a trial.
According to B'Tselem, 309 Palestinians were held in administrative detention at the end of last month. Micha'eli says it's a sharp increase from previous years. Micha'eli says that the process is a throwback to the emergency laws left over from British colonial rule, and she insists it is a violation of international law. The detentions are often based on secret intelligence files, which can't be revealed even to the detainee's lawyer. When the 6 month detention has expired, it can be renewed indefinitely. Paul Hirschman, a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry, defends the practice.
It's something which is not taken lightly, not implemented without some very significant judicial review here in Israel.
He says that Israeli officials felt justified in placing Adnan under administrative detention because he is a member of Islamic Jihad, a militant group blamed for many attacks here. The spokesman says Adnan poses a serious risk to Israeli society. But Mufid Al-Hej, one of Adnan's lawyers, dismissed that accusation. He says the fact that the Justice Ministry struck a deal to free Adnan shows just how arbitrary the original charges were.
Adnan's hunger strike is about something bigger. The insults, the humiliation we face of not even being able to defend ourselves and see the charges against us in a fair way. It is about a system that discriminates against us.
Israeli doctors who have been treating Adnan say they hope he will recover from his 66-day fast. Hadass Ziv, a spokeswoman for Physicians for Human Rights, says Hadar Adnan's campaign has already made a difference.
Administrative detention was looked upon in the Israeli public as if it's completely legitimate. This is part of the system, and now it is being questioned. So I think this brought the issue to the public, so in a way he already succeeded, Hadar.
But she says whether or not Israel will end the practice of administrative detention remains to be seen. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.